be with you. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is April the 4th. It is the Thursday within the octave of Easter. And when I said that peace be with you in the beginning of the program, that not only is the theme for today's show, but it's also not just a greeting. That's a gift given to us by Jesus. That's what we're going to see as we look at the gospel from today's Mass. And look, if you are struggling, if you are suffering from a lack of peace, know that Jesus wants to give that peace to you. It's not something you can manufacture on your own. It's not something that you can make happen. You just can't wish it into existence. It's something that only Jesus can give you. And of course, we're talking not just about an earthly peace. We're talking about a supernatural peace, a lasting peace, a deep peace that can even coexist with the most severe problems. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel, Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48. And this picks up with the story of Emmaus, the two travelers on the road to Emmaus that we talked about yesterday. Luke 24, verses 35 through 48. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, and they had how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. And then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and he ate it in front of them. And he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." So we see several things happening here. We see Jesus basically saying to his followers, look, the prophets spoke about me. Now what you're seeing, this is what the prophets predicted. In other words, everything is playing out according to the plan. But what I really want to focus on today is the fact that Jesus is giving his peace to those who are not peaceful. And I've got a feeling, look, I don't know you personally, I may not know you personally, but I've got a feeling that there is something that might be blocking your peace today. There might be something that maybe is causing you to be burdened today. And if that's the case, or if it's not the case, maybe you know somebody who is suffering in this way and you could relay the message. Jesus wants to give you his peace. And his peace is always available, even in the midst of problems. He doesn't need to make your problem go away in order for you to be able to feel his peace. He is that powerful that he's able to just grant you his peace even while your problem may still exist. We see this with the early Christians, and we really can see it now with us if we choose to believe that. So if you are struggling to experience peace today, I'm just going to encourage you to speak to Jesus about it and really look at this story, this gospel story, where he gave peace to his frightened followers, the ones who expected to be taken away by the authorities at any moment. They got Jesus. Now they were going to come after his apostles. But yet he gave them his peace, that same peace that he wants to give to you. Peace is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Though through the Holy Spirit, which you receive when you're baptized, through that, the working of the Holy Spirit, you can experience that peace. Let's pray today that the Lord will grant us that peace. I pray that for you. Please pray it for me. And when we look at the gospel account that we just heard from today, we can almost hear the Lord speaking those words and giving us that gift. Peace be with you. Talk to you next time.